Gemara Brachos of Lamed Beis says Torah is one of the things that Tzichin Chizuk. The emphasis is anybody that was Zeicha to a Geshmak, to a Masikas in Torah. Anybody that sees the Einig, the pleasure of a Blat Gemara, of a Stikl Taisvis, might wonder, does Torah really need a Chizuk? Anybody that was Zeicha in even a smallest way to see how emes it is, what the Archaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisavai teaches, he teaches the Pasuk, V'samachta b'chol ha-toiv, that the Archaim HaKadosh, ain toiv ala toira, and toira is the true toiv, v'im hayu b'nei adam ha-gishim, v'mesikas v'arevas ha-toira, hayu mishtagin u'mislatin achareha, the people would understand, would feel that the mesikas of toira, would go mishugah from toira, and that's the samachta b'chol ha'toyv. And if someone is margish, even in the smallest way, how true this is, we might wonder, why does Torah need a chizuk? But obviously the answer, of course when Torah is geshmak, there's nothing like it. The problem, of course, is the hard days, the difficult days, when you don't have a chesik. And that's what the Gemara means, Tzrichen Chizik. A year has to find an Eitzah, even in the Shvera days, even in the difficult days. But what's Taka the Eitzah? What's the way that a person is able to find Chizuk and inspiration, even in the Shvera days? So, Boisi, let's look into Chazal HaKadoshim and try to find an Eitzah for those days that we're so scared of, the hard days, the days without Chizik. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, says a very strange concept. Shloisha Machas Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim. There are three groups of people that Kaviyachol the Eibster speaks about them and calls out about them every day. Ravok, that Rashi, a Ponoi, a single person, Hadar B'krach, who lives in a city, Ve'ein HaChaita. In other words, the big Nisayan, and he doesn't fall to the Nisayan. The second, Al Ani Hamachza Aveda Lebaleha, Al Ani is so poor, he has nothing what to eat, but in spite of that he finds an Aveda, he returns the Aveda. Val Ase Hama'ase Peroisa Betzina. Someone's giving a lot of money, he can get a lot of coverage, but he does it quietly, low key, no one to know about it. Very nice, but the Mepharshim wonder what's that? Why these things of all things, the Eber says Machas Aleihem. And what is an negayah to us? What we don't hear the Eibishter calling out, so why do we have to know the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machiz Aleihem? I think if we understand this Gemara, we'll have the chizuk that we're looking for in these Sveretek. The Medrash in Tehillim Ches tells about the time when the Eibishter was giving the Torah, and tells a very strange story that to us, I think we won't understand properly. Zaptim Medrash, a person had a son, and he sent him to a teacher, that the teacher should teach the child every trade, every umnas that's possible. And after the son stayed there for weeks, he comes home, and the father noticed that there was one particular trade that the child didn't learn. So he confronts the teacher and he says, why don't you teach him this and this trade? So the teacher says, you know yourself, for this particular umnis, you need all your 10 fingers. Your son, Bincha Chasa Etzba, he's missing a finger and he can't do it. In other words, it's physically not possible. Zaptim Medrash, Kach Omar Kodesh Baruch. You malachim, you want the Torah? You can't have a Torah. Ein ha-Torah miskayim esachem. You can't have a Torah. You're missing the most important thing for Torah. Lama? She'ein ve'neichem piria v'rivia, which probably is taiva, lo'y misa, lo'y tuma, v'lo'y chayli, elekulchem kedoshim. How do you malach, how do you want a Torah? You're all Kedusha, you're sick Kedusha. Just like we could understand that someone without a finger can't do that particular omnis, You malach, you kulchem kedoshim. You don't have tuma, you don't have misa. How do you expect to have a Torah? We look at the Medrash and we don't begin to understand. What is a malach missing? Adrabah, kulchem kedoshim. Isn't that what Torah needs? What is a malach missing that he can't have the Torah? Meir Vavoyser, you know what the malach is missing? A malach is missing the most important factor in Hatzlacha in Torah. And I would venture to say, if we have difficulties, if we have Tverkaiten, it's because we don't understand the message of this Medrash. Do you want to know what a malach doesn't have? A malach doesn't have a day without chesik. A malach doesn't have the nisayon to do the wrong thing. A malach doesn't have the hard days, the shveriteg. A malach doesn't have a matzif that he sees his chava has a better head, has a better family, has a better situation. A bacha asked me the other day, how do I learn if it just doesn't go? A malach never had that question. A malach never had that problem. And that's exactly why malachim weren't given the Torah. And again I say, if we don't understand this, that's why we have difficult days, that we can't find the way how to go through these difficulties. So I often think, and I'm sure others do also, people have so many problems. A bacha in his life, a younger man in his life, a balabas in his life. If only we could find an eitzah. If only we can make it easier for people to survive in a difficult world. And I think this medrash is teaching us the secret. Imagine you go over to a person, Rabbi Nuvugetis, how's it going? So how do we all answer? You know, we have tongues. I have my ups and downs. Some days are good, some days are bad. You know. Some days are wonderful. I have such a chesed. I even learned Bein Hasdarim. It's Kiyuli Yitzharah's on vacation. And then I have the bad days. You know what the bad days? You know the days without chesed. You can't get up in the morning. No, that's a fafal in the tug. That's a waste of day. I look forward to a better tomorrow. And that's a terrible mistake. And that's a mistake in the sight of our Hashkafa. Because we don't really know what is a good day. Of course the yid has up and downs, but what is it really a day that we could consider a good day? Because the pasuk in Bereishis is the end of the sixth day of Bria. Vayara lekim es kol ha'asa, the whole Bria, v'hine toiv ma'oid. Not stam toiv, like the Torah says, but other days, v'hine toiv ma'oid. No, you look around at that chain of wealth, as an eflayis aboy, what is not sam toiv, toiv ma'oid? Zok the medrash and test Zion, hine toiv ma'oid, ze yetzer. Of all things, what is toiv ma'oid in this beautiful world? Yetzer hara. The Gemara in Sukkah says there are seven names that we call a yetzer hara. Ra, Oral, Tame, Soina, Michtel, Evan, Feini, and Kumti, Medis, Toiv, Ma'oid, is Yetzahara. And again I say, we don't understand this, Chazal, because we don't know what a good day really is. The Gemara says in Sukkim and Beis, on that awesome day that we wait, look forward to, when the Eves to finally will shech the Yetzahara, the Satan. Zab the Gemara, Tzadikim boichim, they're crying. And it's not Sama Bechiyah, Zab the Gemara, it's crying a hesped as if they lost their only son, the Ben Yachid. Vos Veintman, Vos Veint Ayid, that he lost that Soine HaGodel, that Orel, that Ra, that Tomei. Why are Tzadikim crying on that day? Zab the Marsha Adav Anifla Ma'oid. He quotes the Medrash, Hine Toiv Ma'oid Zayetzahara, and that's why Tzadikim cry. Dehainu Su Toiv LeTzadikim, Shaydesi and Natsu Oisai Yisku Lailam Hava. What a loss! What a gevain! We lost the Yetzirah, the opportunity to overcome the Yetzirah. Dr. Masur Al came at Stayan Barigosai Ubabitulai Slayuklu Oid Liskai. On that day, there's no longer struggle, there's no longer nishyainis, there's no longer hardships, there's no longer difficulties. What a gevain, what a cry, what a loss. We lost the quintessential Toiv Ma'oid. Because on that day, we realized there's no one nishyain to get up for Shachris. There's no one nishyain to Harvan this year. There's no one nishyain not to waste the day of our lives. And that's the biggest bechir that the deacon cried, Gevald, Gevald, we lost the Toiv Ma'oid. And if there's one attitude that gives us so much chizuk, it's this Yisoid. Yes, Avada, there's nothing more gishmak than a Blas Gemara. There's no better day than when we learn. But there's a day that's even better, Toiv Ma'oid. And that's a day when we don't have basic to learn. And in spite of that, we nemzuch to the Gemara because we know kiheim chayenu. A regular day is toiv, and ain't toiv el toira, but it's a day of toiv ma'oid. A day that a person sits in front of the Gemara and the cup dreitzach, he has problems about this, he has problems in the gezunt, and he says, Atkan, toiris toira. That's a day of Toiv Ma'oid. When he forgets all his problems, and he puts aside all his worries, and he forgets his daigis. You know why that's a day of Toiv Ma'oid? Because the Zohar says on that day, the Eibishter calls together, because Shavricha calls Amalia delay, and he says, Chazu, Banai Chavive, look at my children. The Mishtachin B'tzara Delayim. He has no panasa, he has none, he doesn't have any health. And he stops and he says, Amadas Lenin. Today, that's a day of Toiv Ma'oid. Because it's a day that a person overcomes the Yetzirah. Avada, we don't look for this yain as we daven out to the Einu Dei Nisoyin. But the Medrash is teaching us that when we do have a day, when the Eibush to send us in Nisoyin, don't say we'll start tomorrow. What a terrible mistake, because today is an opportunity of Toiv Ma'oid. Because that's not only that the learning is so chassid, but that's the atzlach of a learning. The pasuk in Keheles, the chacham mikolodem av chachmasi omdali zog de mejish toire shalimarati ba'af b'tzaru, b'sevel, in any of the many problems, we have problems, and we put it all aside. Hisha amdali zok the Chacham Mikol Adam. Do you hear what the Chacham Mikol Adam is saying, is teaching us? You know what a good day is? A Torah shalimarati ba'af, b'tzaru, b'sevel. We can't understand this, because we have it all wrong. What is the day? What are the ups and what are the days that are good? I was zoche to learn by my rabbi of Simcha Shef, the Talmud Muvig of Brisker Rav. And he would often tell us about the years that he learned by the Rav, the golden years. There was a handful, hand-picked Talmidim in Bris, Mamish Me'ein Olam Haba. And then came the war years, Teyedua, the Rav, the classic, Noisa Ba'oil, and he told us, Givarin Krank from Yiddish Tzaris, the worst years of his life. He literally became sick from Yiddish suffering. He was in Vilna, he had to run away. And then he came to Menucha, he came to Yishalayim. And besides, Yom of the Briskirov said, of all his learning, the best years were during the war years, when Vilna, Kedua, he gave Shiurim. Those were the best years of his life in learning. He was crank. The man was crank from Yiddish Tzaris. But he said, La'ein oinim otzma yarve. When no, but a person has no strength and he applies himself, he able to get through kaiches. This is a verse in Madav Harvin up in Briskerov. because the years in Brit, the golden years, were days of tithe. But there was something even better. There was tithe ma'id and tveriyarn in the years of Muhammad, the years of Cronkite, when he applied himself to chatayrish till he marati ba'af. That was the days of tithe ma'id. Obviously, Rav Nosson in Perek Gimel says, as Pashat halacha l'maisa, if someone learns when he's young, don't say, no, now I'm old, the chanash and kaychas, I don't have the strength, I don't have the kaychas any longer. Don't say that. Ki ein chayadeya eza yichsa. You think, the younger the yarn, I had kaychas, those are the girls in the yarn, you're making a mistake. Maybe it's the older years when it's hard for you, when you have to mutch and you have to harava. And then he gives other mishalim, when a person is poor, when a person is hungry, when a person has shasat chak. Those are the times that a person has to apply himself. And Dr. Avraham of Nosson, why? Ay, it's so hard. How do you compare these years to the good yarin? To toiv leila adam. Dava echad bitzar. 1 hour of learning when it's hard, when it's difficult, when you don't have anything like the chesik, when the cup's reitzach, that is better mi meya bereva. Yes, there are good days, but there are vaysai, the shvera days are days of toiv ma'oid. Because 1 hour on a shvera tug is 100 hours in a regular day. The Chafetz Chaim once saw two talmidim learning, and he knew one of them was struggling, had a terribly big nesoyin. So after they finished, he called over that bracha, tell me, what's the galerentine? He said, I learned the blat gemara. Dein Chavrus hat gelernt a blat gemara. You learned 100 blat gemara. He said, what's heist? We learned together. For you it's harder. I know how you're struggling. I know how you're mutching this. For you it's 100 blat. Because Tayyip Echad Bitsar Mi Meya Berevach. Oh, if only we'd know what a good day is, what by the Eibishter a good day is. You know, I'm always a spoil. We learn the story of Tzara Imenu. Mamash, a never-ending story of Tzara. The family she came, she was an Akara, and then Parai, and Avimelech, and Hagar, and Yishmael, the Akeda, the Nisyanis that she lived through. A life filled with Tzara. And then you see, the Torah, Taviyachal, the Eivisa, after Tzara's tear-filled life, the Eivisa pays tribute to Tzara Yemeinu. Zav the Torah, Akadosh, Vayuchai Yisgara, Meyashana, Ve'esim Shana, Ve'seva Shana, Shnei Chai Yisgara. What does it mean, Shnei Chai Yisgara? The Rashi quotes Chazal, Kulon Shavim L'Tayim. Kulon Shavim L'Tayim. You hear? Tzara's after Tzara's. She don't have a good day in her life. And Kulon Chazal, Kulon Shavim L'Tayim. In English, say, she never had a bad day. You don't understand Chazal because you don't know what it means, a shver tug. We don't know the yakris, the chivas, the chavivas of by the Avisha of someone that doesn't have the chesik and he puts his mind to it. Someone that can learn and he does learn. The Sasemis had Talmidim, young Bachim, that were drafted into the war in Russia and Japan. They were literally fighting for their lives, young Bachur. And one day he gets a letter from them. And they write that this is a stickle Torah, that they were machadish in a sukkah. Would he have a sukkah on the front lines in Russia? So they explain in the letter that they were in a foxhole. You know what a foxhole is? A person is literally hiding for his life with a hole in the ground. And they put tzchach on top of it. We have a sukkah. And this letter, this stickle Torah, was written to Sasemis from a sukkah. Sasemis is reading the letter, and he's overcome with emotion. Young Bachim literally are hanging ben chayim lamavet, and all they're thinking about is a bar Torah. All they're worried about is the mitzvah of sukkah. And he writes back to them, now I understand Pshat in the Pasuk in Parshat Nitzavim. The Pasuk says, the end of Parshat Nitzavim, Hayzaisi bachem hayayim es ha-shamayim v'sa'aret. So this Vasem is, of course, homiletically. The Eibush looked down on this world. What pleasure does the Eibush to have from this Mesugin of Elf? Shamayim v'aret. What does the Eibush to have from this world? And then he spots you, Bachrim, fighting for your lives, sitting in a hole, writing a stick of Torah. And he goes, that's the beauty of my world. Haidaisi, from the Lashon Adi, ornament, jewelry. The Eibushter calls together, Pamalya delay, and he goes, look at the beauty of my world. Look at the Shenkai, look at the Pe'er, look at the jewelry my world has. Haidaisi, Bachem, you, Kindleach, you are the jewelry of Shemayim V'aret. You are the Shenkite of my world. Obviously, the Pshat is Derech Rush, but the Yisoid is so tired. The Lach L'maisa is so Negeya. Isn't that what's chosid by the Eibushter? The time of Tov Echad V'tzar, the time that a person feels, I can't do it any longer, and he puts his mind to it, he puts his heart to it, because he knows about the Taya and the Sayanoisai. A person has to be deaf in both ears, not to hear Kutsubrichu calling out, Chazu Banai Chavivi, look at my Kindleach. I throw Nisayan on him, and nothing stops him, nothing could stop him. Look at his Ahavas HaTorah. Look at his Chavivas HaMitzvah. I think that's the Pshat in the Gemara Pesachim. The three people are going through three nisyonos achayim. The Ravak is going through the terrible nisyon of taiva. The Ani is looking for food to eat and he finds an aveda. What a nisyon, what a challenge. But he gives it back because in the Yevus, the Torah, there's a mitzvah shavas aveda. And the Asir, who could understand, the Asir nisyon, give so much tzedakah and not get a thank you. The Eibushter sees in these three people struggles. Nisyon is Shverkeiten, a person that's working hard to do Ratzon Hashem. And that Shenkeit by the Eibushter, that Chayra that the Eibushter cherishes so much and calls together his world, Haidaisi Bachem. Look at that Bachem struggling. What a Yaifi, what a Shenkeit. If only he knew his Yakris Be'enai. The Gemara is telling this to us. We should know what it means, a day that's toiv ma'oiv. We see a bacha struggling, and we say, I hope he gets over it, and he'll start giving the Eibush to nachas. And this Gemara is saying, you're making a mistake. That's the nachas. The toiv echad v'tzar, that's what the Eibush to chaske zechmit. This Gemara is teaching us what is a good day in a person's life. Overcoming the nisyonos that sometimes the Eibushter sends to us. A malach couldn't get the Torah, you know why? Because a malach never had a bad day. He never had a nisyon. The Torah was given to people to live through every matzah. I once saw a letter, a footman, Zuchain Levach, and the Tachad Yitzchak and Kuvchav Ches, writes to a bach, and I could say this should be required reading. The bach apparently was having problems and he felt like there was no hope for him any longer. Everybody's staying and I'm not. And Rebutner writes to him what a mistake he's making. He calls it actually a raw choyla. And we could add from our experience, it's this mistake that we pay a very heavy price. We paid dearly for this mistake that Rav Huttner describes. And he says, we think we hear about Gedolim, about the Atzlacha they have. And that's all we hear about. That's all we think about. Great people in great situations. But do we know the struggles? And he writes, L'mos v'chafetz chayim. The Rabbin tell Yisrael, but does anybody know, and I quote, the milchamos that he had? The ma'avkim, the struggles, the michshoilim, the nefilas that he had, not just nesyonis, but he fell through. He had a durchfall. That he stepped back, he went backwards because he failed. We hear about the Chofetz Chaim's Gabbos. Do we know about the Chofetz Chaim's Nefilis? That Zotav Hutni is the Choyle Ra that we all suffer from. Why? Why are you here? Why is that? Why do we pay so dearly for this mistake? Because when we have a day that it doesn't go good, we right away realize, oh, it's not for me. And we become another victim, what Yisrael Salanta and the Ari Yisrael in Michtav Zayin writes, Ein lecha machla kama yiyus. Once a person gives up, there's nothing that can help him any longer. Because we think, well, all the Gedolim had it good every single day, everything was going great, and look at me, what's going to be with me? And then Rav Hutner says, if you would write to me that everything is going good, I would say that you wrote me a letter that's toy. But because you wrote to me of all your nesyonis, and he quotes the Medrash in Bereishis, because you wrote to me of all your nesyonis, I thank you for writing me a letter that's toy ma'oy. Well, do you hear what he's saying? Do you hear what he's teaching us in halacha l'mais on a daily basis? I saw the stipler and the crying in Aleph Chav Zayin, like everybody has nisyonis. And the Ikka avoidus ha-boiri is barach bizman ha-nefila. Another letter, the Michtav Gimel, also he writes about that's normal, people have aliyahs v'yiridai. And then he concludes, divrei chazal, koydash ha-kedoshim, she'onu l'fum tzara agra. And it's those nisyonis and the tzar and the agiyas that brings a person the greatest hatzlacha. And Rabbi says, this is the answer to our problems. And this is the solution that we so desperately look for. We have to know what the derech la'aliyah is. And it's not the stipler's chiddush. Isn't that the Mishnah Avos in Perek Vav? One of the Kinyani HaTorah is Kabbalas Yisurin. And as the Gemara in Erechin says, Yisurin is loved after a person has a terrible illness, any difficulty. The Gemara in Brachas Atei says, Torah is only nicknessed by Yisurin. Doesn't only mean a person has a dreaded illness. When someone wakes up in the morning and he can't get out of bed and he overcomes that, that's a Kinyan HaTorah. And there's so many more Chazalim, but the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel of Yudbeis, says it so clearly when he quotes the pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech b'chachmaso he said, "Chachma shelimadati ba'af he she'amdali." That's the Kinyan Torah. That's the way a person is zeicha to aliyah. Avan again, I say avada. We don't look for nisyonis. We enjoy the good days. But when the days of nisayim, we have to realize that's a potential toiv ma'oid. I knew someone that needed chizuk, and I told him, you know, think about it. All Gedolim, in different times, in different countries, in different parts of history, all had one common denominator. They all had problems. They all had the shyness that we can't even read because they're so scary. You ever read about the Choshen, the poverty he lived in? He couldn't write the Chedushim because the ink would freeze in the cold. He had to write it under a cover, under his blanket. You ever read about the Shakis Aryeh, the Nishyonis he had? Pivagin, the Tavor writes, you can't say anything about him. The only thing he allowed you to say was, since he was 15 years old, all his learning was Mitoich Yisurim Gedolim. Not Sam Yisurim, Yisurim Gedolim. You learn about the Chofetz Chaim, he was a Yosem, his mother couldn't afford him a lamed. His shidduch, the problem he had with his shidduch, and then he got sick, and then the panasa, he didn't have what to eat at times. He lost a son, he lost an adam, he lost a granddaughter by the day of a chasana. If I had time, I would go through each gadol. Mamish lived through in the shyness, shulay nitru l'maisim l'tarim. And I asked this person, how is it possible? How is it humanly possible? You look in the chazinish, in his own words, that anything he learns Bahavloga al Yisurim, and he writes in a different letter, Yisurim Shuvay Nitu Lemaisam Ulatarim, it's indescribable, it's unimaginable. Yisurim Hatmidim Etli Minu Urim. And I asked him, how is it possible? How is it humanly possible to stag and grow? We have so many problems. And I told him, it's a Naris Shikasha. Because it's not the pshat, how do you stag in spite of all the tzaris? But rather a person stags because of all the tzaris. Rabbi Yisai, if Klal Yisrael is zaycha to enjoy the mystikas of a Tzaytza Choshin, it's because the Tzaytza Choshin's learning was a learning of toiv ma'oid, of constantly nisyonis. And if we're zaycha the mystikas of Rabbi Kiva Eiga, because the Kiva Eiga had a long life of chokhmah selimadati ba'af. I can't explain to you. Believe me, I don't understand how the Chazon Ish was able to learn Kol Yomav with unimaginable. But one thing I could tell you, if we were zoichu to a Rabban Shel Yisrael, was the Gehesim Chazon Ish, it's because the Torah selimadati ba'af. And Kessler writes, he quotes from the Goyen, I think it's the two word formula to success in life that the Goyen used to say, Aksin Yatzliach. You know what he was saying? He was saying the answer to all our problems. There are Severikai, there are Nisyonis, there are difficulties, but you could do it. You have the Koyach to do it, because part of the world is Habolatayim Messiah Naisai. If you'll have the Ratzin to do it, if you'll have the Chesik to do it, Aksin Yatzliach. Because throughout the Zayrit, Zayt Vatishkach, any Gadol that ever stayed Zayt, aye, there were so many problems, but the answer is Aksin Yatzliach. You know, sometimes I think, and sometimes I worry, in fact, I think about the Torah that was learned before World War II by the rebellion that I was zeicha to have. The mitzvot nefesh they had is so amazing, it's so unbelievable, it's almost depressing, it's almost counterproductive. They used to tell us how it was in the Mir Yeshiva, the mitzvot nefesh they had for Torah, you can't put it into writing. Of Simcha Sheps, when he was 12 years old, he wanted to learn by Bechanan. His mother, father was Nifta Young, he was a Yassin. He didn't have coffee, he walked to Baranovich. Till he got there, it was a whole story. And he came to the yeshiva, please, I want to learn Torah. They said, I'm sorry. Heidua, Baranovich had terrible anias, they couldn't feed the Talmidim. He says, okay, I won't eat. He told me, Goloid Mystic, and Teg, ich hab gar nicht gegessen. Reuven finds the Chayil of Racha, and then see his nefesh they had in Shanghai, is like umam ki yisuf, I could tell you, but you shouldn't believe it, but this is the way the hundreds of Talmidim learned. L'mashal, the heat, if you do it historically, people died from heat in Shanghai. And in the yeshiva it was worse, because they were constantly being bombed by Allied planes, they had to close the windows, and the only way to learn or to write something, you have to have plastic between your hands and the paper. Because if not, the paper would be so saturated with sweat, it would get ruined. And they couldn't have light, they had to use a certain kerosene that had a terrible, terrible odor. I could go on and on, learn about Bashach, Zichron Levracha, what he would tell of his younger years. Learn about people that lived in communist Russia. Many of us are zeicha to know Yigab Zalman, how he tells us the Nisyonis that him and his father had by learning men that would send you to Siberia and you wouldn't come out alive. And we could go on and on, but the Mesiras Nefesh they had is almost unbelievable. And then we look at our Torah. What's our opinion, Torah? What's our Shaychus to Torah? We have Shalom, we have Menucha, we have gasmis, we have food, we have heat, we have air conditioning, we have everything in the world. How do we expect to be zaycha in a kinyan atayra? Maybe adarabba. Maybe he anaysana. Maybe because we're so used to having everything so good and everything go kisura, and then we have a day that really is toiv ma'oid, but we can't handle it. Look what happens the day there's no air conditioning. Person's always meant, today I can't. I believe our Kenyan Torah is our nesyonis. The day that we don't have a chesik, the day that we feel like we don't want to get up in the morning. Because everything is so easy, the challenging days are much harder. Maybe that's a Kenyan Torah. Maybe there's a Kenyan Torah that I'm afraid to say, because my experience has shown that it's always misunderstood. We live in a country that's too megushim, but lived in achila and gashmius. And I'm always afraid to say this, because who hears this? The ones that barely eat as it is, the ones that don't need this mutheris. Oh, maybe I'm doing too much. I don't mean those people. I mean those people that are living roisei verubai in olam hazeh, and Torah is secondary. That's not a Kenyan Torah. The Moshe Swabi tell over when he came to the Beit Shmuel, the commoners to learn. So you do it. They didn't have a dormitory. They would eat teg. They would eat by balabasim. So Baruch Hu says, Sunday you'll eat by this balabas, Tuesday by this yeast, Thursday this yeast, and Shabbos that yeast. So Moshe said, 1 minute. What's about Wednesday and Monday and Friday? So Baruch Hu looked at him and said, has there come in some linen? Oh, it's to Essen. Baruch Hashem, we have 3 meals a day. But we have to take that in our lives. We came to yeshiva to steigen learning. And if someone is afraid that maybe he's too into Olam Hazeh, then maybe that's our Nisayan, and that's our Kenyan Torah. Is Torah right to the reason by us? These are the days, these are the opportunities of Toiv Ma'oid, of being the one that the Abishu says, Chazu Banai Chavivai, look at this Bacha. I give him this challenge and this Nisayan, but nothing fools him. But the problem always is, Avada, I want to overcome the Nisayan, but it's so frustrating. It's so disappointing, it's so discouraging when he's doing better and he has a better family and he has a better kishrin and he has it easier in life. What do we do in those situations? The answer, like we said, is what the Medrash is teaching us. If someone goes through life without Nisyonis, that's not a Kenyan Torah. The Malachim didn't get the Torah because they were Kulam Kedoshim. And Kol HaGadol Michaveiro Yitzei Gadli Menu. And all you see a bacha that's steiging, that's learning Masechta after Masechta, and then he comes to a dead end, he comes to a brick wall, and he thinks, oh, now I see I'm finished. But that's what the Chacham Mikol Adam says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. And all the Mepharshim, the Rishonim, and the Goyim, they all say, it doesn't mean that even though he fell, he's still a Tzadik. But that's the way a person becomes a Tzadik. All the Nisyonim, and all the Mepharshim, and all the Mavakim, and all the Nisyonim, that's what produces that Adam Gadol, that Tzadik. The problem is we're afraid of a difficult day. We know what a good day is, but we don't know what a Toiv Ma'oid is. But I can only tell you what a state in Pele Yoyed. There's going to be a time, the Chumri and Svansik, that a person that Zichen Mitlech, he's desperately going to look for another day. Oh, I hope I have another day that I learned when it wasn't Gishmat. Because then a person's going to know what it really means, Toiv Ma'oid Zayei Sahara. Avada, every day of learning is so chashiv, but on that day he's going to look for the Toiv Ma'oid. How silly, what a tragic mistake when we say, Today is finished. I'll worry about, I'll start tomorrow. I once gave a mashal. Imagine a person who knows that someplace in this area there's a treasure, and day in, day out, he's digging, looking, and he's frustrated. He's had it. What, Mr. God's treasure? Let me try a little more. He digs, he puts the shovel onto the ground, and he finds, he feels something hard. Oh, this is not for me. I can't find it. There's no treasure. I can't even go another step. Forget it. Finished. I give up. What a nar. He just hit the treasure. What do you mean you're giving up? You hit the treasure. You found what you're looking for. That's the message of Toiv Ma'oid Zeh Yetzahara. The day that you don't want to be on time to stay there. That's the Toiv Ma'oid. The day that you don't have chesed to learn. That's the Toiv Ma'oid. And you're running away from the Toiv Ma'oid. Difficult days are normal. More importantly, difficult days are so chosid by the Eibishter. Toiv Echad B'tzar. Mi Yoideya Eiza Yichshar. But there's one more nekuda that we have to know. I spoke to someone a few weeks ago, and he just blurted out, I can't do it. It's too hard for me. I can't do it. What do you tell a person that's convinced it's too hard for me? Let me tell you your story. I hope you remember your whole life, because this is the way you go through life. The Gemara in Ksubas Lamed Gimel. We know the godless of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, regular human beings that allowed themselves to be thrown into a raging furnace. And yet the Gemara says in Ksubas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Ilmali Nagdul Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Polchu L'Tzalmid. The Rashi explains, if they would have hit them incessantly, they would have bowed down to the Seder. If you learn the Gemara, this is what I say. Here we are, we're so spoiled from Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah's godless. They're willing to get thrown into a flame. And Kiel, the Gemara says, that's a godless? If they would have hit them, they would have bowed down to the Salem. Is the Gemara Chalila trying to minimize, to negate the Gevura of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the Kenizai? Zokta HaFlo in front of me, Yafais, are you Yisoyed HaChayim? A person will never have a matzis that he can't succeed. Any situation a person finds himself, he has the ability to be matzliach. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Vos epis, to fall time in the Nebuchadnezzar, to throw them into a fire. Why didn't he do the conventional way of hitting them? Because if he would have hit them, they didn't have the ability to overcome the Nisayim. Why did it was an Assyrian fire? Because fire they could do. Oh, what a lichtige Yisoid. What a tire Yisoid. What a practical Yisoid. Every Assyrian, every matzah, every day, every seder we have the ability to overcome the Assyrian. Every Assyrian, every matzah is custom made for me. We once spoke by Arichas now at the time from different Chazal that you see that. But you know what this Gemara is teaching us? Don't ask, can I be Matzliach? Because you can be Matzliach. Rather ask, how will I be Matzliach? Because remember, Tayyara Boisai, this is the formula on which Olam Haza operates on. A person is always a little bigger than his Nisayon. The Mez Lush and the Mez Asay Adam to Oymed bin Isyoy Noi, we want the Dayik, Misyoy Noi Daska. Maybe your Chava can't, and maybe you can't do your Chava's Isayin, but Misyoy Noi, you're massive, you have the ability to overcome. The Goyen quoted in Ayres Hadra, in Amit Sinal Zadav Anifla, he sees us, the Goyen, he sees the Nefloyes HaBoyri on how the Abister makes an Isayin that a person has the ability to overcome. People have millions of Nisayonis, and lo and behold, every Nisayon is custom made for a person. That's what we have to hear. We have an Nisayon, we have a difficult day. Look at it and realize the Eibush is sending me a day of Toiv Ma'oid. you know, the Panei Betzuvah used to tell a story that he heard from the Chafetz Chaim's daughter. Chafetz Chaim, Kayidua, lived in terrible poverty. And he only had to eat mamish, what his wife could afford, and at times there was nothing to eat. They would have to buy from the bakery the scrapes of the bread, the crust, and the crumbs. And one day, even that he couldn't afford. He came home that day to eat, and his rebbe broke out in tears. What can I do? What could I do? We're holding in a mattress. I can't even afford breadcrumbs anymore. So the Chafetz Chaim's daughter saw this. So the Chafetz Chaim first paused, listened, obviously to be nice to Ba'oil, to express his empathy to her. And then he started banging on the table. And he said, Sutton, ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, Sutton. Du sollst wissen, he said, mehr von der Gemara wirst du nicht wegnehmen. You know the goddess of the story, why this is such a lachol ha-maisa? The Chafetz Chaim saw through in the Sayyim. Me and you would see, ich kann nicht was zu essen, I have to stop. And the Chafetz Chaim saw Maisa Sutton. The Chafetz Chaim saw in this a massive of toiv ma'oiv. Obviously he felt that he could go on learning. But that's the guy that a person has to identify a situation. Hamza Chayim of Rachel once told me the Chavit Chaim had an Einikah, granddaughter, right before the chuppah, she was lifted suddenly. And the Chavit Chaim said, Sutton, so that the gun is healthy. I am going to continue writing the Mishnah Berurah. It's the same Yisoid, Rabbi. It's a precious Yisoid. Sometimes we look at a matzav that we can't change. My kishrin is like this. My family is like this. I can't change it. But the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us, you don't have to change the matzav. You have to understand the matzav. You have to appreciate the matzav. You have to know how to see that this is an asayin. And I would add, if it's an asayin, I have the yecholus to overcome it. Remember what I tell you. A person is always a little bigger than his nesayin. And every nesayin, the bad day, has the ability to be a day of toiv ma'oid. And when someone feels the day is not going, fill your heart in what Kalev told Klal Yisrael in Parshas Shlach, Olay nalek ki yachel nukhala. Don't be afraid. It looks like giants. You can do it. A Vada person has to be realistic, has to know how to define success, has to know that there are hard days, there are different definitions of success. But the Yisoid that we see from this Medjus, the Yisoid from this Gemara is a massive that difficult always has within it the ability of Toiv Ma'oiv. And sometimes, when a person finds it hard, take out some time and look at the diamonds. Sometimes take a little time and see how precious it is what you're doing. Sometimes you don't have a chesed to learn. Take out a moment and see it's not a blot. It's 100 blots. The Hamza Chayim of Rachel told us a story of this diamond merchant. He heard about a very big market and fear. They're selling wonderful diamonds, and he took all his money and he traveled to got to the market, and there was the most gorgeous diamond imaginable, but it was way above his means. And he waited till the end of the fair, and the gem was not yet sold. So he went over to the merchant, listen, it's all over, I'll give you every penny I have, give me that diamond. How much do you have? He counted it up. He goes, well, I need this and this for coffee, I'll give you the rest of the money. No, said the other person, I want every penny, literally, and even that's not enough, but I will not take a penny less than every penny that you have. He thinks to himself, how could I do this? How am I going to get home? Take me weeks to walk home. It's winter, it's freezing. And then he spotted again that glorious, beautiful diamond. It's worth it. He takes his last penny, and he gives it to the seller, and he buys the most magnificent diamond imaginable. But how does he get home? In the winter, he has to walk, and he's walking day in, day out. There were days he almost froze to death. There were days he almost died from mutziness, from starvation. And then at that moment, he opened up the package and he looked at the shining diamond that he had, and he kept on going. And then when he came home to his family, he said, "How did you do it? How did you live through this?" He said, "Right, it was impossible. But I would stop and uncover, and I would see the beauty of the diamond I invested, and everything was easier." Tayir Chaveirai, when we go through life, after we realize that we could do it, and after we realize it's an Nisayon, and after we realize that we have the ability, sometimes it's kedai to stop and think what we are doing. See the yofi, to see the shenkeit, see the splendor of our blat Gemara. Try to picture Kavi Yachol the Eidister calling Pamalia delay. Look at this bacha. I give him so many obstacles, so many mitzvahim, but if I stay better, realize, yes, sometimes it's hard, but it's so kedai, it's so worthwhile, it's so kedai to overcome the nisyonis. Because Torah shall imadati ba'af, ultimately that's the derech of the kinyan ha-Torah. And the real good days is Torah ma'oy zeyei tzahara. Chazal promise habol etayim misayin oisai. But we have to learn tonight in the Gemara and the Medrash is to be the Bol HaTayr, not to be afraid of a difficult day, but go with koyach, go with courage to realize we have the ability, and if we'll be the Bol HaTayr, we have the Yavtocha of Messiah Noyfe Bez Hashem.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.